For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. This is not the way to get a date. Police indicators say they're looking for a man who hit a woman in the face with a hammer early yesterday morning because she wouldn't date him. Police say the man is in his 50s and married. The woman, who is in her 20s, made it clear that she is not interested. Officers say that didn't deter him. They say that the man found her in her car, started to let the air out of her tires, and when she got out of the car, he smashed her in the face with a hammer. She's recovering from a broken eye socket. Police say that the man is on the run. Also, there looks to be a few openings in the Rauner administration. A number of news outlets last night reported that the governor fired or allowed some of his top staffers to resign. The reports say Chief of Staff Christina Rasmussen and spokeswoman Diana Rickert, formerly of the Illinois Policy Institute, are out. The moves came as the governor tries to get past anger about a Policy Institute cartoon and the way the governor team handled their response to it. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. There are a growing number of reports saying that the dry month of August is hurting crop yields across Illinois, but officials say there's no need to panic just yet. Sangamon County's official crop report released last week predicted their corn harvest would not fare as well as last year's. They expect a 10% drop in yields from 2016. A number of Farm Bureau spotters in other counties across the state are also seeing signs of distressed corn, mostly, they say, from a lack of rain over the past 2 months. Brad Summa with the National Agricultural Statistics Service says it's been an odd year for weather in Illinois, but they don't see disaster coming this fall.
There's pockets where it's been, battered and the yields are going to be down because of that, but overall, we're still looking at a pretty decent crop.
The organization's recent crop report showed 54% of corn statewide in excellent or good condition and 42% in fair or poor condition. That's slightly better than last week's report. For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.